There's a sefer called Marganisa Tova, which the Chafetz Chaim printed a part of it in the back of Sefer Ahavas Chesed. In there, he writes that a person has to be careful, yizoher, that the humility and fear he feels while in a tzara, to use his language, he writes, ha-pachad v'ha-tzar v'ha-knia, that a person feels and humbles himself when he's in a difficult situation, when he's in a tzara, he should attempt to recreate while in good times as well, b'shas shalva, times of peace, to conduct himself with that level of humility and fear of Hashem. This is really a pasuk, which the Gemara darshins. It says, pasuk in Iyuv, ha-ya'aruch shiv'acha loy b'tzar. Will you prepare your cries of tefillah without the tzara, without the difficulty? The Gemara says that if not that Avram had davened between Beis Kel and Ai while traveling through Eretz Yisrael, nothing would have been left of Klal Yisrael. That place, between Beis Kel and Ai, was a place where Achan stole from the booty of Yerichai and caused Klal Yisrael to suffer their only loss in their war of conquest of Eretz Yisrael, the singular loss that they suffered. And there's a difference in opinion on the Midrashim, how many people died, 36,000, but they suffered a loss. And if not that Avram had preempted the davening, by davening in that place, their loss would have been so devastating, it would have destroyed their army. And this, the Gemara says, demonstrates the power and importance of davening as if there's a tzara, but before it actually happens. The truth is that this is in itself a segula to protect us from tzaras. Often, we don't understand exactly how Hashem works the world, but we see from Gemaras and Midrashim that a tzara only happens in order to encourage us to daven. Perhaps Hashem wants to bring a good thing upon us, but we don't have the schus. Perhaps we need something, but we don't have the schus. And we can only attain that by davening. So the tzara comes to make a situation where we'll daven. And as we've quoted earlier, the only reason why the Avos suffered from childlessness was so that they would daven. So that's why this sefer uses the language lizoher, to be careful, because davening properly simply saves us from dangerous situations. They become unnecessary. The Ravid, in his sefer of Shalos and Shuvos, which is known as Tmim Deim, writes a fascinating point in halacha. He's going according to those Rishayim who hold that if we don't daven in Lashon Kodesh, the Malachim don't understand us, and they won't bring those tefillas up to Shemayim. So therefore he writes that women who don't understand Lashon Kodesh, which was common in those days because girls didn't receive an education, and they prefer to daven in the language they understand, Yiddish or whatever language they spoke. He said they shouldn't do that because they run the risk of their tefillas not being heard, unless, he says, they're davening together with a tzibur. When davening with a tzibur, Hashem is simply there, no need for malachim, because the Shechina rests on a tzibur. As an aside, this should reflect on the importance of making tefillah b'tzibur. It's a big deal. You have a direct connection. But then he adds that if a person is davening with tears and from being mistreated, it doesn't make a difference what language they daven in, because Sharei Dema'ois and Aina'o Leilninalu, the gates of tears and inflicted pain, never close. Hashem waits for those tefillahs personally. But then he writes another thing. He writes that if a person davens with great kavana from a tzara in a dire situation, they'll be heard even though the malachim don't understand you and aren't able to bring those tefillahs. And he says, we see this from Menashe, the king of Yehuda. The story of Menashe was that he had done tremendous averis and caused many of Klal Yisrael to sin with him. He was a chayte u'machte. He brought Avodah Zarah into Klal Yisrael and into the Beis HaMikdash. He served Avodah Zarah publicly and encouraged people to serve it with him. He murdered many people for political gains. The Pasuk says that the streets of Yerushalayim were running with blood. He was captured after many decades of this behavior, and his captors placed him in a pot and began to cook him alive. Not clear if they just were trying to kill him in a torturous fashion or they were going to eat him. It sounds like they were going to eat him. He davened to Hashem, and that's a whole story in itself, how he davened to Hashem. But finally he turned to Hashem. And the Malachim, according to the Gemara, were trying to slam the doors of heaven shut and deny entrance for his tefillas to Shemayim. And Hashem, so to speak, dug a passageway in the heavens to allow Menashe's tefillos through. To use the language of the Gemara, it says, it's actually a medrash, he davened to Hashem and Hashem listened to him. They were closing the windows of Shemayim. So that his tefillah doesn't enter. And Hashem dug through the heavens. And he accepted his tefillah. So we see from here, says the Ravid, that earnest tefillahs in times of great need are heard directly by Hashem, without any need of Malachim to intervene. And that's the power of davening with great kavana, as if a person's in a tzara, or when a person, lo aleinu, is in a tzara. This concludes the section of Bitzur, and we'll now begin Sha'avah, Mirtz Hashem.